Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
The other big story today, the front page of some of the papers, and in particular the Irish Independent, I'm looking at it here, foreign travel. Delta danger as 800 cases recorded. And I was listening to the chair of NEFIT, of their modelling group, Professor Philip Nolan. He was on News Talk Breakfast earlier, and he appealed to people who aren't yet fully vaccinated to cancel any planned holidays.
And that's a real risk to them. They could end up severely ill. Not many of them, but some of them will end up severely ill. But more worryingly, they may infect somebody that they love very much, that is vaccinated but is unfortunate enough to get a significant or severe infection.
Yeah, so should unvaccinated people now be travelling abroad? 1894531106 if you'd like to get in touch with us here in Lunchtime Live today. Catherine is on the line in Dublin. Catherine, you heard the comments this morning. What's your own view?
Hi, Andrea. Well, I quite frankly got quite a fright because my son left yesterday, he's 17, to go to France to see his father and his grandparents that he hasn't seen since Christmas of 2019. So the flights, as many people were, have been cancelled and postponed several times over the last 18 months. So, and this is probably the last time he can go. He's going into sixth year, he's doing his leaving cert, so he won't get much opportunity. And he had his PCR done and he's not vaccinated. And when I heard this morning, I was like, you know, he put the fear of God into me. Mm. But on the other hand, we've been told and preparing for the fact that Ireland can travel now. You know, so the conflict and the contradictions coming between NEFIT and the government is nearly spiraling out of control, and it's putting the fear of God into people, which is not fair. You know, I mean, I'm sure I'm not the only person who has a child and the other parent is abroad, you know, and like that has been stuck here where the parent can't come here or the child can't go to them. You know, at some point one has to say, listen, this is family. His grandparents aren't getting any younger. My own mother died a year ago from COVID.
Okay.
You know, so I thought it was a very unfair statement to come out with and shocking. And I think it's probably scared a lot of people who may have already booked holidays with their children who are, particularly children that aren't vaccinated. Adults, well, the majority of us hopefully should be, those that want to. But I thought it was an unfair comment to come on the week that Ireland has opened for tourism business, and yet now they're telling us, oh no, don't go away. You know,
yeah,
so my son's gone for a month now and I'm kind of worried, is he going to be allowed back in, you know?
Okay, so he's gone for 4 weeks, Catherine, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's not, you know, he's probably going to be restricted as well, I'm sure, and, you know, meeting up with people, or he'll be cautious and,
yeah,
you know, as you said, he's going to see family.
Yeah, he's very restricted. I gather the French have imposed certain laws that if you're not vaccinated, you can't even go into the shops or shopping centres,
yeah,
or bowling or cinema.
Yeah, they've introduced a sort of a stricter, you know, COVID pass, if you want,
yeah,
to call it that, for getting in and out of places there. When did you say he left, Catherine?
He just left yesterday morning.
Yesterday,
you know,
okay,
and,
yeah.
And
he got there okay.
PCR test on Tuesday. He got there okay. The airport worked very smoothly. There was no issues. He was probably there too early, if anything.
Right.
But that's fine. And the flight was very early in the morning. But, you know, and arriving in France, everything was fine. He said the French airport, Charles de Gaulle, was busier, much busier than Dublin airport was. You know, he got there. So I'm just hoping he'll get back. that's my worry now. He'll get his PCR test 5 days after his return, and hopefully everything will be okay, and he practically goes straight back to school that week, you know. So there was another fear then a couple of weeks ago, if you remember, there was some conflicting information that came out where the Department of Health talked about children having to quarantine coming back from a holiday for 2 weeks, and the government were saying no, and that nearly put the fear of God in me too, because I was like, well, you can't go over there and not start sixth year. You know, so mm-hmm. I think when people are releasing this type of information, they have to think of the ramifications and consequences for very normal situations that are happening all the time. I mean, life hasn't stopped, thankfully. Things are still going on, and now 18 months down the road, I think people they've got itchy feet. They want to get out. They want to go somewhere, and the government said we could.
Mm.
So to come out now today and say, oh no, they can't.
Yeah, well,
I suppose,
I suppose, like, I'm just looking, you know, I was looking at the papers, Catherine, today, and when you hear the talk about foreign travel helping to fuel the Delta variant, about 800 virus cases that have been linked to trips abroad in the past fortnight, I suppose it's to just kind of look, let people know, just to be cautious and be careful about this.
Yeah, and I mean, that's totally understandable. And I think we all know of what we should and shouldn't do. There's a large cohort that probably don't bother. But, you know, we have to take our responsibilities. But life has to go on. And I certainly, if he'd announced this on Wednesday, I don't think it would have made a difference for me of sending my son to see his father. It would have annoyed me and I would have probably been second guessing everything. But at such a late stage, you know, I wouldn't have. And I doubt Aer Lingus would have refunded me this time. They've been great, I have to say. I've never had any issues getting money back or vouchers for a new flight. But if I had cancelled the flight on Wednesday, they would have said, good luck, yeah. The flight's going without you. So I'd say many people are in that boat now. They've booked their holidays. I know a particular family that are booked and dying to go, in August. And the children obviously aren't vaccinated. You know, and then the cost now for the PCR test, I mean, it's out the door. You know, so I don't know what the solution is, but I think the kind of the scaremongering comment that I heard this morning isn't the right way. Yes, be cautious, wear your mask, wash your hands, stay away from people, don't be hugging and kissing everybody. I mean, in France, as you know, they all do the bees, you know, they do the kisses. Well, that's already, it's written officially down, do not do the bees. You know, so, you know, if we all take it seriously, and I think as we all have, and abide by the rules, we because we're going to have to live with this.
Yeah,
there's probably going to be another bloody variant. There's going to be Amiga. There's going to be, you know, and we just have to abide by the rules and make sure everybody's safe to be able to continue both from a, you know, fun point of view, but also professional and everything, you know.
Yeah, stay with us, Catherine. 1890 453 106 if you'd like to get in contact with us here on Lunchtime Live. Amy O'Dowd is from Murphy's Irish Pub in Lanzarote. Amy, like, are you kind of sensing concerns there about Irish people who aren't fully vaccinated travelling or being in the pub and mingling with others?
Over here, there's absolutely no concern whatsoever. We've plenty of measures in place to keep people safe. Everyone is just happy to be over here, I think, that they have no problem following the measures. But in terms of people that aren't vaccinated, no, there's no concern whatsoever.
Okay. How many Irish, roughly? I mean, are you packed, or what's the setup there at Murphy's Pub?
There's definitely been a complete surge since Monday, 100%. We went from having nearly an empty bar at 5 o'clock at night to having a full bar. So yeah, there is a lot more Irish here at the minute.
And what's a full bar, Amy? Like, are people indoors, outdoors, are tables, you know, separated? Can you describe it for us?
Yeah, well, obviously, yeah, everyone has to be seated, so it wouldn't be like full like we remember it before, like 2020. But we have 75% capacity indoors. 2 meters distance between tables, up to six people at a table, you know, so they're like full, isn't full as it was in 2019, but it's full to us.
Yeah, okay.
But it's been in the last year.
Yeah, and it's interesting to hear you say that. So it's very similar to what we're expecting to be published here for our indoor in terms of six people at a table, but you're saying that your tables are all 2 meters apart.
Yeah, all tables have to be 2 meters apart with six up to. So yeah, it does. If you have a small pub, it's not doing you any favours. But everyone seems to be working around it.
And I presume you can't go round the tables for a chat. Like, if you're at your table of six, you're staying put.
Yeah, well, you sit at your table. We do service at the bar, so everyone has to wear their masks. If they're not seated, masks on. So
okay, and is the bar counter operating? I mean, you can't sit. At the, I mean, can you sit at the bar counter, or do you just go up to get drinks?
Yeah, we can have. So at the minute, we can have four at the bar. So I have two seats, and then 2 meters, and then another 2 seats at the bar. So yeah, you can be served at the bar.
Okay. No, it's just interesting to hear to kind of get a sense of how it looks there in Lanzarote, because we're expecting the Fáilte Ireland guidelines here for indoor dining and drinking. They're actually due to be published this afternoon. So I'm sure there's a lot of people that are in the same business as yourself that'll be curious to hear how it is there. Is there a good buzz as well?
Oh yeah, everyone's delighted to be here. I think like it's just nice for us to see people having a good time, and I think a lot of people were apprehensive about travelling until they got to the airport and realised how easy it actually was. and how relaxed it is over here. And everyone just, you know, we have the measures in place and everyone's able to enjoy themselves. And it's lovely seeing familiar faces that I haven't seen in 2 years either. So, no, it's great. There's a great buzz the last 3 days.
Yeah. Stay with us, Amy. Deirdre's got in contact as well. Deirdre, I was only chatting to you, I think, recently. You're just back from Spain. How was it?
That's right. Oh, it was fine. You just follow the guidelines. But I suppose preparation is the key for travelling. Get everything right before you leave your home. Have your QR test done. Have your PCR if needed. Have your digital cert for your vaccination. And be at the airport on time. Going through the Malaga airport, very easy. You scan your QR code. And they have temperature controllers that can pick up if somebody has a temperature. And once you go through that, it's straight out and into your car or into your taxi or whatever. Now, the resorts were very busy, but like that too, the restaurants were abiding by all the rules. Everyone was seated. And actually, there was up to 3 and 4 generations at tables, which was great. I mean, I was surprised to see so many elderly. I would have thought they would have been, you know, a little bit apprehensive. And they're more or less getting on with their lives as normal. You know?
And I'm just curious, Deirdre, because when we're hearing today, you know, just given the number of people that have contracted COVID in recent days and that link that we heard from Nefesh to foreign travel, you know, and the number of cases, about 800 or so linked to trips abroad in the past 2 weeks. Yeah. When you were away in Spain, was it mainly older people, was it, rather than kind of the typical kind of, younger groups?
You would have had all the young, wide array of people, and you had definitely all the young Spanish people. They were all about out and about. They were socialising. But like everything else, Andrea, if people don't follow etiquette about keeping your mask on you in crowded areas, keeping the hands clean and being silly, I mean, these are the people that are bringing back the virus. It's not people that are actually doing what it actually says, you know, on the book as such. You know, so, I mean, it's common sense. And as your previous caller, Catherine, says, it's fear. I know, look, we need to get a balance here. People just got to understand that, you know what, you can travel and it can be very safe once you follow all the guidelines, you know. And all of these countries are actually doing their best and they're facilitating everyone. And they want to stay open. They're not the only ones coming in, you know, bringing in a virus. But, you know, it's... And I have to say, the police were actually surveying things and walking around restaurants, etc.
Okay. So when did you get back, Deirdre?
I came back last Tuesday week. So on the following Monday, I had to have a PCR test. It was the fifth day. Now, even though I was fully vaccinated, this is the craziness of it all, I could go into Spain with my HSE card saying that I was vaccinated. I had no digital cert at that stage. Then coming back, I had to have the PCR test to go back into Ireland with the passenger locator form. Now, also, earlier in the year, in May, I was out and I had come back. It was a 72-hour PCR test that was needed coming back into Dublin. But the last time it was 48 hours. Now, when I say the clinics don't operate on a Saturday and a Sunday over there, but there are plenty of clinics doing PCR testing.
Okay.
So like that too, get the information and have all your information together and don't be waiting for the last minute, you know, to kind of tick all the boxes.
Yeah, so it sounds like you had a good experience. So would you go again, Deirdre?
Oh my God, I'm going on Sunday again.
You're going again this Sunday?
Yes, I am indeed.
You're having a great time.
I am working. But apart from that, made sure I had a 5-day PCR test because no doubt, you know, the madness of the whole criteria here from Ireland, surely it would decide that, oh, this person is only 12 days back in the country and they're going back out. you know. So they would probably pull me up saying that I had to be quarantining or something like that.
Yeah, but as you said, you're working as well. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
1894531106 if you want to contact us here on the show. Orla's on the line as well. Orla, you heard the comments on Philip Nolan's comments from Neffet on Breakfast this morning. Do you agree with them?
I totally do, yeah. I mean, his job, he's the chairman of Neffet, and, you know, their job is to advise the public and people how to avoid getting infected and how to keep safe. And that's a different job than the government's job, which is to decide how to run the country and to manage the economy and balance everything up. But, I mean, people need to know that the cases are going way up. Loads of them are, obviously, as you said, related to foreign travel.
800. And,
Yeah. And, you know, we're on like over 1,000 or 1,100 a day. So we're well into the fourth wave. And, you know, people need to kind of accept this, and if you're not vaccinated, you're at high risk, and you're going to bring it home to your elderly parents, or even get it yourself and get long COVID. If you're a young person, maybe 10% of people get long COVID. I mean, it's really serious, and I think we wish it was gone, and we want to go on holidays. I do too, but you know, we have to accept that it actually isn't safe to do that.
Yeah, I was listening to him, and I think he was making the point that, you know, he said, like, unvaccinated travel, it isn't fueling another wave, but just the point you made there, that it does, Orla, it does present, I suppose, a risk to people.
Oh, totally. It's a high risk. I mean, you know, if it wasn't a risk, why would we be in the fourth wave? You know, we are. This is the reality. We don't like it, but, you know, we can put our heads in the sand and go on holidays anyway. And kind of, you know, do indoor dining and do all the things we really, really want to do at this stage. But, you know, it isn't safe. So you just have to realise that when you're doing it and, you know, decide whether you're going to do it anyway or not.
Will you head away yourself, Orla? Have you any plans or no?
No, I mean, I'm fully vaccinated, but I wouldn't dream of going away at the moment. You know, it's just too risky. Like the vaccine only covers you. Fully vaccinated people think you're only covered about 60-something%. And half vaccinated people only covered 30-something% against Delta.
Yeah, but I thought it was higher than that now, but
not good.
Okay. All right. Well, look, listen, thank you for getting in touch with us on the programme. Catherine, you're still with us as well. Your son has just gone. He's gone for 4 weeks. I'm sure you'll be looking forward to getting him back anyway.
Absolutely, yes. I mean, hopefully he'll come back in one piece and, you know, he'll have enjoyed himself and got to see his father, which is most important. So, I don't have any qualms about sending him. You know, there's been enough problems over the last 18 months. I hope he enjoys it, and he will be responsible and careful, and the whole family will. There are a bunch of, there's paramedics there, there's nurses, there's doctors in the family. I think he'll be quite safe.
Catherine, Amy, Deirdre and Orla, thanks a million for joining us here and getting in touch with us on Lunchtime Live today. If you have a view, what are your thoughts on the comments from Neffet? Should unvaccinated people be travelling abroad given the number of cases linked to the Delta variant? 1894531106.
Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.